The crisis is also being felt in the diamond mines of Botswana in southern Africa. De Beers is halting mining there for the next 7 weeks. A spokesman for the diamond giant says the company also suspended mining in South Africa in December and early January and has instituted voluntary layoffs in Namibia. De Beers had little choice. Sales of polished diamonds have recently dropped by 20%. Tom Burgess is the Financial Times Southern Africa correspondent. He's now in Gaborone, the capital of Botswana. Now, I guess the first thing to mention is that the U.S. is Botswana's biggest client when it comes to diamonds. How much of its production does it buy every year?
It's also the world's biggest client for diamonds. It buys about half, between 40% and half of all polished diamonds sold every year. And Botswana is the supplier of 50% of the world's diamonds and is, on the other side of that, dependent for about 80% of all its export earnings on diamonds. It has an enormous impact here when demand in the U.S. drops off.
Right. And so what does suspending mining do in that case in Botswana?
Well, in Botswana, it's acute, as I say. I mean, really, Botswana, like a lot of the countries around it, it's almost totally dependent on one or two commodities. In the case of Botswana, about a third of all economic output is diamonds. So on the macroeconomic level, obviously that's enormous. The mining industry through Debswana, which is the partnership between De Beers and Botswana, is by far the biggest private sector employer here. It's about 6,000-7,000 jobs on the mines alone. And they're in really tough negotiations now over how many thousands of those jobs are going to go. And there's no safety net here.
And Tom, as you've been speaking with Botswanans, how afraid do they seem about what might be coming down the pike for them economically?
Oh, everybody's terribly worried. I mean, one of the things we've been looking at here is Botswana has all manner of other problems, an enormously high HIV rate and that kind of thing. And the government is pushing up the price of beer, for instance, to try and halt that. And into this swirl of social problems comes an enormous economic impact. And you talk to anyone in the bars here, people are very, very scared. There are very few jobs. You lose your job here, there's a very good chance that you won't get another one.
I mean, Southern Africa is a source of many other mine resources. We're not just talking diamonds here. We've got platinum in South Africa. The U.S. is a huge client for that. In Zambia, there's copper. I mean, is this kind of rippling across the entire southern part of the African continent?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people here, a lot of the economists and the analysts will say that this is the big story in Africa now. The extent to which it's being demonstrated once again as a boom commodity cycle turns to a bust, how dependent Africa still is on those export markets. And in the case of diamonds, on the taste of wealthy women in the West who are getting married. As you say, Zambia, massively dependent on copper. It's much more dependent on China, copper going there to be used for electrification of the country and electric wiring. That demand has crashed. Mines are being mothballed all over Zambia. Congo, copper mines are closing down. Coltan mines are closing down.
Coltan being one of the key components in cellular phones.
Indeed, indeed. I mean, coltan may be one of the more resistant commodities. And obviously, mobile phones are something that people are going to go on buying. The problem is that it's in Congo, which is one of the, if not the most difficult place to invest and mine in the world, not least a small war going on near where most of the coltan is and very volatile political situation. I mean, across the region, there are enormous job losses and the national economies are being horribly dented by what's happening.
The Financial Times Southern Africa correspondent Tom Burgess. Many thanks indeed, Tom.
Thanks, Mark.